AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Justice Stephen Breyer is giving President Biden an opening to make his first Supreme Court pick. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Breyer said in 2015 this day would come.
I think I would prefer to retire than the alternative.
The 83-year-old liberal justice says he's stepping down after more than 27 years. That won't change the court's 6-3 conservative tilt, since a Democratic president will pick his replacement, and a slim Democratic Senate majority will almost certainly confirm him or her. President Biden has pledged to name the high court's first black woman. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Breyer is expected to depart the Supreme Court this summer. The Russian Foreign Ministry says the U.S. has delivered a written response to Moscow's security demands on Ukraine. The U.S. hasn't made its response public, but already has warned Russia's top demands are unacceptable. There are fears of a possible Russian invasion of Ukraine. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the Omicron variant of the coronavirus is resulting in milder cases, but it's still an issue.
Milder does not mean mild, and we cannot look past the strain on our health systems and substantial number of deaths, nearly 2,200 a day, as a result of the extremely transmissible Omicron variant.
Walensky says Omicron case and death numbers are lower compared to the Delta variant. A new poll shows Republicans' faith in science is falling as Democrats rely on it even more, with the trust gap in science and medicine widening substantially during the pandemic. Later today, the Federal Reserve will signal when and how fast it plans to raise interest rates to help tame inflation that is squeezing family budgets. Stock prices have fallen since the start of the year. Stocks are higher today on Wall Street. In an outreach to the LGBTQ community, Pope Francis is urging parents not to condemn their children if they are gay. This is AP News. Sales of new homes are ramping up.
The Commerce Department says sales of new single-family homes rose in December to their highest level in 10 months, with buyers taking advantage of lower prices in anticipation that interest and mortgage rates will rise. The seasonally adjusted sales pace for the month was 811,000 new homes, and home prices fell slightly. The median was $377,700 last month, the lowest level since June, but still up about 4% from last December. New home sales in general have been declining after the pandemic-related burst in the spring of 2020. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Two female inmates at a prison in Germany are getting a hefty fine for a brawl that began with a food fight. Authorities say they began throwing mashed potatoes at each other following a disagreement. Then one woman threw her entire plate at the other. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.